Tobacco harvest looks pretty good. Welcome and hello again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's accent on agriculture.
If I've got a good crop and I do good, well, I've got kind of a spring in my step, okay? I feel pretty good. But if I got a bad crop and the weather's beating me pretty hard, I kind of get down in the dumps. But now I've got a spring in my step over this crop.
Overton County farmer Willard Brown talking about his tobacco crop as he prepares for harvest this week. Timely rains throughout the season have helped growers statewide anticipate a pretty good crop. And besides Brown's 23 acres of burley, he says he and his sons have tried their hand at two additional crops of tobacco that's normally not grown in his part of the state.
It's new. I've never raised any dark before. It's different from raising burley. It looks good. We've got a real good crop. We've had rain enough to get us through in good shape. We're just amazed. I mean, it's been an experience, and it's been really a pleasant experience.
Now, the Browns have about 8 acres of dark fire-cured tobacco and 4 acres of dark air-cured. After cutting and hanging the dark-fired tobacco, they will actually close up the barn and burn sawdust and wood slabs on the floor of the barn to help cure the crop before it's sold and used for smokeless tobacco products.
The traditional dark area is beginning to expand, and I think primarily because of, you know, it offers a better opportunity for a profit than burley has in the last few years.
Now, according to the Tennessee Ag Statistics Service, growers increased their dark fire-cured tobacco by 1,000 acres this year to 7,200 acres. Dark air-cured increased to 1,200 acres, and burley acreage is the same as it was a year ago at 13,000 acres. Now, yields for all tobaccos are expected well above last year's crops that was devastated by the drought. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.